gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Hello there, this is Jalyn Sidlow from Celestial Custom Dog Services.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Mike, and he'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Kayla Cavanaugh.
Thank you, Kayla. And brought to you by Vitacraft. There's definitely no better way to bond with your cats than with the special treat. And Lick and Lap, I'll just tell you right out, you can get them to do anything. Or eat anything, basically, if you put Lick and Lap on it. They'll go crazy for it. You can get it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it at Walmart.com, or you can find it in pet stores. Don't forget, Good Pets Foods for Dogs. Supplements and treats are teamed up with me, Talkin' Pets, right here to get 10% off. It's a discount if you put the word pets in the promo box at GoodPetsFoods.com. That's how they know that it's from us, by putting in the code. So please do. Also, don't forget, Talkin' Pets presents Tropical Costa Rica. We'll be going there in October by Colette. You can give them a call about the trip at 800-581-8942, booking number 1299-885. And you can save $100 right now, so call. This is Talkin' Pets.
Dog, that's just my baby dog. 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 That's just
my baby dog.
That'll
wake you up.
I love it.
You know, it's the bizarre part about that whole thing is somebody actually got money for that song. That's all they do is have that baby saying that and change up the music slightly, and that's what it's all about. So, my baby dog. So, speaking of babies and dogs, you know, well, actually, speaking of cats, let me start there. Kayla's getting a kitty.
I would like to, yes.
Aw. Oh, and you know what? I haven't been able to say this for the last, 2 hours, but hi, Kayla, honey. How are you doing?
Hi,
I miss you.
I'm good. How are you? I miss you, too.
Well,
so
I'm doing fine.
To the cat room.
Yeah, I'm just not home.
I talk to you all the time, JP.
Yeah, whatever. No, but that's the thing is that, you know, we had to talk about it and everything like that. And I told her, I said, you know, she had Maya, and Maya was a retriever,
amazing,
which are very well known for cancer. And she lost Maya to cancer. And Maya wasn't that old. Maya was like, what, 6?
She was young.
Yeah, I think she was only 6.
And so she didn't have a long life because the cancer got really bad. But, you know, cats, they could live into their 20s. The oldest cat that I personally had was Rainy at 19 and a half, and that's a long life for a cat, actually, because average you're probably talking like up to 15 years, but they can live longer.
Can
again
I tell
depending
you, I had
on a good diet
back in the 70s. I mean, we're still really good friends. We grew
you
up
had
in
a friend
just next to each other in Florida, and they had a cat So her mother said lived to be 32. That was back in the 70s, though.
32. Well, we had a caller that said their cat was 29. So, you know, that's quite old.
Yeah.
But I was telling Kayla, you know, it's basically, Kayla, you've had a cat when you were a kid growing up.
Yeah.
But this is like going to be your first cat as having your own house and everything.
She'll probably fall madly in love with it. I'm sure she will.
Well, Camden needs something, so a cat is where we'll start. He misses Maya, though. He's always like, Maya's in the sky.
So explain, Camden is the little guy,
yes.
4 years old now.
Four, yes.
And, yeah, Camden, but he could be rambunctious, so be careful with that cat.
Yeah.
But the thing is that I recommend, and I was telling Kayla, rather than getting just one cat, to get two. Because of the fact that, and it does work, I mean, those cats will play with each other and tussle with each other and do things with each other. Because if you get a bored cat in the house, it's going to be curtains, if you have them. It's going to be walls. There's going to be misbehaving. But make sure when you're bringing a cat into the house for the first time, even a kitten, keep it in the area of its litter box. So if you're putting the litter box in the bathroom, or in a laundry room, or wherever you're going to have it, put that kitten there for a couple of days so that they start using the box, and then slowly let them have a little more territory into the house. Once they realize where that litter box is, usually you're not going to have a problem. And that's whether you have one cat or two cats. The rule is one extra litter box per cat. Meaning that if you had three cats, you should have four litter boxes.
Yes.
You know, and that's the given, but I will rebuke that one a little bit because of the fact that, I mean, I've got three cats. I have three litter boxes. Do they use them all? They do. But I don't have any accidents or anything like that in the house. I don't get a lot of visitors either, so... you know, you want to make sure where people are, you don't put the litter box because if your cats are a little skittish from people in the house or they don't like a certain, like Camden, the four-year-old, that's probably going to terrorize the cats. You want to make sure that the litter box is someplace where they can go where it's safe and they can get to. Because if they can't get to it because their little four-year-old is sitting there in front of it waiting, then that's when accidents start to happen.
And, John, you know more about cats than me, but I could, you know, sing this from the mountaintops about dogs. Aren't there specific breeds of cats that possibly are calmer? Like there are specific breeds of dogs that are calmer?
Yeah, I mean, you can kind of say that, but, you know, the bottom line, and to pick a breed of a dog or a breed of a cat, and there's so many breeds of cats out there, there's more than a lot of people realize, but the thing is, it's based on, you can kind of go by a breed on kind of how they might act, but it comes down to personality. That's the biggie. Even though you have a Rottweiler, it doesn't mean that every Rottweiler is going to... I had such a hard time saying that name. Is actually going to act the same as your dog Xerxes. And you know that. I mean, they're all going to have different personalities. So even though it's the same breed of cat, they're probably going to have different personalities. Now, the one thing that I find personally for me that works is a female cat. For whatever reasons, I've had huge success with female cats.
Males, with dogs.
Yeah, and males tend to be roamers, especially if they're intact, and hopefully they're not. Hopefully they're spayed or neutered. For a male cat, it would be neutered. But the thing is that if they're intact, they're always going to have that drive and that will to go play, if you know what I mean. And I find that even though they're neutered, they still have that male mentality. You know how men are.
Yep,
so
I sure do.
Yeah, well, so it's the same thing with the species of animals to say. And I just found that female cats were much more loyal, much more understanding, and they seem to work a lot better. I mean, I know a lot of people with male cats, and they love them. They never had a problem. So, but I'm just saying for me personally, for my successes, I've had one male cat, and it was a nightmare. But I've had several female cats, and I've never had a problem with the females. And they tend to bond, I find. The females tend to bond with you a lot better than the males do. So,
I think they also get along in a family atmosphere together if it's two females easily, or three females more than males.
I agree. So, Kay, when you're deciding to get kittens, you might decide on getting two instead of one.
I don't know.
It's really, they're not, I mean, I find cats, as long as you train them, and you got to work with them to keep them off the counters. I don't know if you want them on counters. Some people do. I don't. So you got to be constant with that. But my cats don't go up on tables or counters, at least not when Daddy's around. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Madame Giselle senses a change in your future.
Is it a promotion?
I see a door opening.
Ooh, to a corner office.
There's a creature. Beady eyes, lots of hair.
Is it my boss, Dave?
No, raccoons everywhere. Your RV door is open, and they're chewing everything.
Not a problem. I'm covered by Progressive. Do you see a bigger paycheck?
Customize your coverage with Progressive's Pest Damage Protection and be prepared for the unexpected. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Pest Damage Protection available for RVs less than 6 years old. $250 deductible applies to any claim.
Don't miss an evening with comedian Rita Rudner at the showroom at South Point.
We do terrible things to ourselves to stay young looking. Do you know about Botox?
Rita has specific observations about life.
And it has side effects. Now if she disapproves of something, she has to spit.
Rita Rudner, January 22nd to the 24th. Tickets to the box office online at southpointcasino.com or charged by phone 702-797-8255. Treat yourself to an evening of laughs. Don't miss Rita Rudner at the South Point.
It doesn't look right. She chews and her eyebrows go up and down.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties, and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you nearly maxed out on your credit cards? It doesn't matter if you're using your credit cards for fun or to survive. At the end of the month, your statements come in, and you can either pay them or you can't. If you can't, late fees and interest rates get tacked on, and now you're struggling just to make the minimum payment due. Do you feel trapped? Am I talking to you? Good, because I personally researched some companies that can help you. They may be able to reduce your credit card balances by 50% and stop the late fees. If you qualify, please call our special debt hotline number right now for a complimentary, free 5-minute consultation. Deal with your credit card problem now before it gets much worse and put more money back in your pocket. Trust me, I've been there too. Call right now.
800-475-7125. 800-475-7125. That's 800-475-7125.
The FDA is revoking the authorization for the use of FD&C Red Number 3 as a matter of law, based on the Delaney cause of the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act. The FDA is amending its color additive regulations to no longer allow the use of Red Number 3 in food and ingested drugs in response to a 2022 color additive petition. The petition requested the agency review whether the Delaney Clause applied and cited, among other data and information, two studies that showed cancer in laboratory male rats exposed to high levels of the red dye due to the rat-specific hormonal mechanism. The way the FD&C Red Number 3 causes cancer in male rats does not occur in humans. Relevant exposure levels to Red 3 for humans are typically much lower than those that cause the effects shown in male rats. Studies in other animals and in humans did not show these effects, claims the use of Red Number 3 in food and ingested drugs puts people at risk and are not supported by the available scientific information. The Delaney Clause, enacted in 1960 as part of the Color Additives Amendment to the FD&C Act, prohibits FDA authorization of a food additive or color additive if it has been found to induce cancer in humans or animals. This is not the first time the agency revoked an authorization based on the Delaney Clause. For example, in 2018, the FDA revoked the authorization for certain synthetic flavors based on the clause. Red Number 3 is a synthetic food dye that gives foods and drinks a bright cherry red color. The FDA estimates that the red dye is not widely used in food and drugs when compared to other certified colors based on information available in third-party food product labeling databases. Red Dye Number 3 has been primarily used in certain food products such as candy, cakes, cupcakes, cookies, frozen desserts, and frostings and icings, as well as certain ingested drugs. Manufacturers who use FD&C Red Number 3 in food and ingested drugs will have until January 15, 2027 or January 18, 2028, respectively, to reformulate the products. Other countries still currently allow for certain uses of the red dye. However, foods imported to the U.S. must comply with U.S. requirements. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalynn Sidlow.
Song for everything.
I know.
You know, the thing that gets me on that story and why it became part of the show is because it is a big story out there now about red dye, but
yes.
Also I got to question the fact of, well, first of all, I love red velvet cake, and my bubble got burst the other day at the grocery store because I was staring at a red velvet cake, and I wanted it so bad, but I'm, you know, watching the pennies, you might say, and also the calories. And then all of a sudden, I looked at it, and the guy walked up to me from behind the bakery, and he's like, just buy it already.
Oh, my goodness.
I was like, you don't know how bad I want to get it, but I can't. And I said, but I love red velvet. And he's like, well, you know, red velvet cake is yellow cake. It's just dyed red.
Right.
And I was like, really? I was like, that blew my mind. I was like, I thought there was a difference between it. I didn't know it was just dyed.
It's the fact of whether, you know, whether that dye is safe. I mean, and it's not just in our food. It's in our clothing.
Well,
it's just like, you know, chemicals that you use in your laundry soap that you put on your body, those chemicals go into your body.
But the other thing, too, with pet food, dry pet food, is usually a lot of it is dyed. The same thing with bird food. There's bird food, pellet food out there for birds. Yep. That's dyed. So there's dyes in a lot of different things, and I'd be very careful on any kind of dry pet foods that you give your cats or dogs or whatever animals you have that is like a different color. And the weird part is that why do they dye pets? pet food anyway, other than for people to look at it and go, that's pretty.
Yeah, because the animal doesn't know that a carrot is orange,
they don't,
you know,
they
and
don't
a
give
pea
a,
is green. They don't know. They're just eating it.
And it should be the scent, how it smells, and how it tastes. Making things look pretty is a cost that you don't really need, especially when it comes to animals. And in this case, red dye is proven, now they're saying, to cause cancer. So do you really want to start, you know, or continue to feed your cats or dogs or whatever food that has the color red? I mean, look at Starbucks years ago. The way they were getting their colors on the Starbucks drinks were ground up beetles.
Yeah.
So you were drinking beetles. Mm-hmm. And then when it finally got out, Starbucks had to come up with another method. So it's when you just look at the ingredients of a hot dog, I mean, that will drive you crazy, too. But, you know,
don't get me started.
We eat things that we don't necessarily know where they come from or whether they're healthy for us. But this red dye, they're finding, according to rats and everything now, that it's not healthy and it is cancerous. So they're taking it out of the human food. So I would have to say, will they take it out of the pet food as well? Which I think they should.
Yes, I think they should too. I know I got the coolest stocking from a girlfriend of mine. That's a, you know me, I've worn cowboy boots since the day I was born, and it's a cowboy boot. And it was so festive, and she filled it full of gifts and everything. And I was like, well, where did she get this? And I looked at the tag once I emptied the stocking of all my fabulous gifts, and it was from China. And the label clearly said, this will cause irritation to your skin, birth defects, don't let your animals do this. And I was like, oh my gosh, I threw it in the trash. I didn't even want to burn it in my wood-burning stove because I didn't want to send the poisons into the air.
And that's the way it is nowadays, according
to... It's so sad.
They have to put those precursors out that actually tell you what kind of damage it will do, because if you don't, it opens up a huge lawsuit. Because you need to let people know what they're eating, but also they should be letting people know what your pets are eating. Instead of you wait for a recall that you don't hear about, and all of a sudden your pet gets sick. Speaking of cancers and everything, you had a friend that's dealing with cancer right now.
I do. I want to give a shout out to a very dear and a very old friend of mine. He's not old. He's very young. He's 55, 56. And he has been battling cancer for 4 years, and he's struggling right now. His name is Frankie Tillman. I love him with all of my heart. And anybody who has the wherewithal and the want to put him on your prayer wheel, I thank you for doing so. But he's a part of my world so big. And every morning I send him a text. He can't speak anymore. He is texting. But I say good morning, good night, and I send him fun pictures during the day. But I just want him to know how much I love him and that he's an amazing human being. Franklin Tillman.
Well, I got to tell you, Jilly, you remind me of my mom sometimes, because I always, on my birthday, I get a birthday card from you. On Christmas, I get a Christmas card. I got a Halloween card, and I thank you for that, because that is what my mom used to do when she was alive. So I appreciate that.
That's
it goes
I
a lot
you.
Further than you think it does. So, but we're going to take a break. When we come back, more of Talking Pets. We are going to have an animal sound, and if you can name that animal sound, you're going to win a prize. So, stay tuned for that. But once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, 818-818-6401. Don't forget, you can listen on Alexa, CRN4, tune in, or at TalkinPets.com, listen live, or on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Hi, this is Kimberly Elise here with PETA. Do you know what medicine can reverse heart disease, curb obesity, ward off cancer, and keep you going strong? Vegan food, that's right, what you eat. And it's never been easier. Stock your shelves with fruits, veggies, and grains. and try those veggie burgers and sausages you've seen on grocery store shelves. Live the healthy life you deserve. Go on, try it.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
A young gorilla rescued from a plane's cargo hold is recovering at an Istanbul zoo, officials said, while wildlife officers consider returning him to his natural habitat. The five-month-old gorilla was discovered in a box on a Turkish Airlines flight to Nigeria to Thailand last month. After a public competition, he has been named Zaitin, or Olive, and is recuperating at the Polanski Zoo. Of course, we want and desire for the baby gorilla to continue its life in its homeland. What is important is that an absolutely safe environment is established in the place it goes to, which is extremely important to us. In the weeks since he was found, Zaitin has gained weight and is showing signs of recovering from his traumatic journey. When he first came, he was so shy. He would stay wherever we left him. He doesn't have the shyness now. He doesn't even care about us much. He plays games by himself. Both gorilla species, the western and the eastern gorillas, which populate Central Africa's remote forests and mountains, are classified as endangered by the International Union for Conservation of Nature. As Istanbul emerges as a major air hub between continents, customs officials have increasingly intercepted illegally traded animals. In October, 17 young Nile crocodiles and 10 monitor lizards were found in an Egyptian passenger's luggage at the airport. Reporting for Talking Pets, I'm Jalen Sidlow.
A group of endangered cats have been rescued and rehomed after their owner was convicted of animal welfare charges. Terrence Moore, director of the Cat Survival Trust in Coaticote, Hertfordshire, was found guilty last May of four charges of causing unnecessary suffering to an animal. He was told at St. Albans Crown Court to rehome the animals ahead of a ban from keeping them. But according to The Sun, He was attacked by one of the cats later last year. Teams at Hertfordshire Zoo and its sister site, the Big Cat Sanctuary of Ashford, Kent, are caring for 28 rescued cats while attempts are made to find them new homes. Cam Whitnell, project lead at the Big Cat Sanctuary, said, "We only have weeks before the facility is closed down for good, so we are working at speed to find them their forever homes. Unfortunately, not all will be able to be rehomed due to significant health issues, but we are committed to giving these beautiful creatures the care and dignity they deserve." The group of cats include pumas, servals, and Amur leopards, which, according to Hertfordshire Zoo, is the most endangered big cat in the world. 14 of the cats have got new homes, including an Asian golden cat called Frank and a fishing cat called Boson, which have been rehomed at the Big Cat Sanctuary. Moore is due to be sentenced on January 23rd. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Remember this series? It was Tiger King, and that's him singing that song, supposedly. I don't know if that's him, but
I don't think it was.
I don't know, but he says it's him, and he's got like a whole CD out, and he actually sounds really good. And of course, that song was about Carol Bascom. She had Big Cat Sanctuary out of Tampa Bay, and she actually closed it. And as of last week or this week, she sold the property, 70 acres, I believe, for multiple millions of dollars, which I heard they're going to put housing and high-rises or something there.
Where are the cats going?
I guess she must have given them to other sanctuaries. But like I read in that one in England, they're having problems locating cats. Now, I do want to give a shout out to Kayla's dad, George. Happy birthday. But I also want to give a shout out to Betty White. It was her birthday as well. Love you, Betty. Yeah. I know you're up in heaven, but love you to death. And my girl, Tippi Hedren, you know her from Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds. Her birthday is tomorrow. And she has a sanctuary called Shambhala. Now, I know Tippi's in her 90s now. And I don't know how many cats she still has at the sanctuary, but I've been to Tippi's house. She lives on the preserve, and I've been there many times with the cats, and I know how expensive it is to care for big cats like that. So it's tough to locate to different preserves or sanctuaries if people aren't donating money to help feed these cats. And if you can help her out, if you can help Tippi out, it's her birthday, by the way. She's got Shambhala. It's in Acton, California. You can Google it. It'll come up. But if you can help her with anything, I know any money would help to keep the cats that she has remaining. And the sad part is I've been around these cats and other cats at other places as well. And I'll never forget one site was in California It was a different cat sanctuary, which is it was the weigh station, actually. I don't believe that's open anymore either. But they were carrying in a gigantic mountain lion. And I was standing there with Carol, not the Carol Baskin, but another Carol. And I was standing there with her, and I was like, why are they carrying this mountain lion in on a mattress? And they said, because the mountain lion could no longer walk. And I was like, why? And they said, because someone decided to have this mountain lion in their home as a pet. And they declawed all paws of the mountain lion.
God, that's so
and
horrible.
And when they declawed it, of course, you know, even on our own cats, if you declaw a cat, which is becoming illegal mostly everywhere, you're taking off the first digit of your own finger. That's what it's like for a cat. And the thing is, with that mountain lion, they declawed it. That cat could no longer put weight on its paws. Yep. It had to live its life laying down from that point on. So
that's horrible.
You're doing those things for your own whatever enjoyment, but you got to remember that you're harming those animals. And you know, cats, even though our household cats, you know, you might think about declawing them, but they still put their own weight on those paws. Like a mountain lion has to put a mountain lion weight on its paws.
Yep,
so
those nails are there for a reason.
Right. And, you know, and hopefully if you do have a declawed cat, which people do, but hopefully you're not letting it outside.
Yeah.
Because it has no way of... You're right.
Yeah.
It is defenseless. And most likely will end up killed by another animal or something.
I was at Carol's place many times. I don't know if you and I had ever gone together, but I was there many times, and those cats were pretty well taken care of at the time I was there. This was way before the whole TV series came out with what's-his-face, Tiger King. But, I mean, they had beautiful large enclosures and things like that, so I hope that they did.
She had a white lion. I don't know if you ever saw it.
Yes, yes.
The male?
I have pictures of it, yeah.
Gorgeous. It was absolutely gorgeous. No, and I admit, for what I saw, and I saw most of what I think I saw, most of everything, she took good care of those cats there. So it looked like it was well taken care of. Unlike with Tiger King guy, who used to work there, and then moved to somewhere else. I forget what vicinity his place was.
Somewhere in the Midwest.
But he was using, you know, these small cubs of tigers and lions and so on and so forth as like a little petting zoo and making money that way, which was not good for the small cats.
Nope.
You know, these animals belong in the wild, but the sad part is that because people get bored with a dog or they get bored with a cat, they want to go out there and get something different that nobody else has, and maybe they have the money to do it, but honestly, it's not that expensive to begin with. You can get a lion or a tiger for $500 on the black market out there, you might say. But the thing is that cat's going to cost you a fortune. And not only that, it's probably going to cost you an arm or a hand or the loss of a child or something.
You think a dog is expensive? Try a lion.
And the thing is, not only with that, and Lord forbid you declawed the big cat, once they start doing what cats do, whether you got a regular normal domestic cat versus a big cat, they still need a scratching post, or else they're going to use your walls or whatever else. And you know, a panther or anything like that could do a lot more damage than your little household cat can. So don't do it. If you're thinking about getting something exotic, just don't bother. You know, there's many cats out there that need homes. There's many dogs out there that need homes. Go to your local shelter and adopt from there, because if you don't, then those animals are no longer going to see the day of light. So, you know, give a dog a home. And I will say, too, if you find animals in pet stores, there's a good chance those animals are from puppy mills. And there are cat mills as well. So
they'll probably be ill.
Right. You're going to have a lot of behavioral problems with those animals, as well as, Jilly just said, medical problems as well. So don't do it. And when you purchase one from a pet store, then all they're doing is filling that void, and they're making tons of money on it. So go to your shelter or your rescue and adopt from there. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Well, I promised an animal sound. So
yes, you did.
I did. And, you know, the thing is I've got to actually give out an animal sound. So you could figure out what it is and win something. We want you to win something. What is this? Well, I'm going to have to do it when we come back. This woman keeps coming up on my phone, and she will not... Well, you kind of heard it.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Joe Fallon's bedroom mini fridge. Sure, this pint-sized chiller's max capacity is 3 soda cans, but what it lacks in stature, it makes up in cooling strength. Each beverage, a perfect 37 degrees every time. And the 2 feet Joe walks to get a drink? Priceless. That's why his mini fridge is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with 4 shrimp after you've already given away 3, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Do you ever just look in the mirror and wish you could recapture that youthful glow? Well, wish no more. Gresca's Face Serum uses the cutting-edge science of Carbon 60 to target the signs of aging and reveal your skin's true beauty. The secret? Only 2 natural ingredients. Our Nobel Prize-winning Carbon 60 molecule, which knocks out the sun's UV damage, and a high-quality cosmetic squalane oil. The payoff is a radiant complexion that is smoother and more evenly toned. Gresca's Face Serum is your ally in the fight against aging, reducing the appearance of age spots and wrinkles over time. It works great for acne, too. Call now for our introductory offer at 720-600-6040 or visit our website at c60.com. That's 720-600-6040 or c60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60 for a beautiful you. c60.com.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as 4 generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
A black cat with vampire-like fangs is hunting for someone to appreciate his devilish looks after spending 4 months in a rescue home. Archie, who has two sharp top teeth permanently protruding over his lower lip, was saved by the RSPCA after concerns for his welfare. He has been dubbed the Little Vamper by staff at an animal center near Ipswich, and they are keen to find the five-year-old a new home. Although he does not have a taste for blood in the same way as his mythical lookalikes, Archie can be feisty when spooked and would need a patient and understanding home. Branch Cattery's supervisor, Donna Rich, described Archie as a beautiful boy, but one that can be a little cheeky generally when he's overstimulated when having fuss. He would benefit from attention in small doses and for owners to make sure they get consent from him first, usually in the form of a little head bump. We hope Archie will make a perfect companion, as this little vampire is just dying to meet someone special who will be his biggest fang, Miss Rich added, as he would need someone who understood his limits and could provide plenty of play. He would be best as the only cat in a home and would be ideally suited to owners with no dogs and families with children who were teenagers or older. Archie would also need to have access to the outside and be able to explore. Reporting, I'm Kayla Kavanaugh.
An animal sound so somebody can win something. So here it is. I think I made it a little easy. So
Cersei's heard that. And he's not even wearing the headphones.
So it's like, if you know what that sound is, what animal makes that sound, call, and you could be a winner of cat treats, dog treats, books. We've got a frog pendant. We have a collapsible water bowl. We have a CD from Gino Sassani. So call, and you can win something. Plus, I've got some other books as well. And I have Chicken Soup for the Soul books, too. So call 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. You've got about 2 or 3 minutes to do so. Name that creature, although Kayla was wrong on her first guess. But so if you know what it is, name that creature and you can win a prize. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. You know, Kayla, I saw a picture of that black cat with the fangs. Oh, my God, it was so adorable. It was absolutely cute. And apparently, there's a lot of cats, black cats, that have those fangs that stick out. So it's like they're an overlap of their teeth, and they do
this?
They look like vampire. Yeah, they look like vampire cats. It's
Does
put it up to the camera
like
for a face. It's no, actually, Shadow, my black cat, is not like that. But no, it's pretty amazing, actually. Yep, Kayla's holding up her phone with a picture of it. It's pretty wild looking. I would kind of wonder.
Is it on the website?
I would kind of wonder, though, how it could eat. But I guess it does okay. 818-818-6401. Name that creature that I played. If you know what it is, it has four legs. I had one walk down the middle of my street one day when I was doing yard work. Pretty amazing, actually. Hey, I do want to give a shout-out before we say goodbye, too. You know, it's just horrific what has happened to those people in the Los Angeles area, all throughout that area.
I have several family that lost homes.
Yep, and it's just, you know, people have lost lives. Many animals have lost their lives. Many animals are displaced. It's another reason why you should have microchips in your animals.
Yep.
So this way, if down the road, you can actually reclaim them. But what has happened out there is just horrible. All of these people that lost their ways of life and their homes and just everything that they've, you know, everything that they've worked their whole life for. You know, for me, on the other hand, we had the floods with the hurricane here with Helene, and then we had the winds and the damage with Milton. And, you know, when I never in my life thought I would go through what I went through that night with the floods. And I will tell you, it's horrific because you never think it's going to be you. You never think it's going to happen to you. But it does. And then all of a sudden you're faced with the reality of seeing things you never thought you would. But when you look at the photographs, the pictures, the news of California, it's just devastating to watch the entire houses and lands and all go up in flames. It's just so sad. Words are not enough to say how sad it is. And again, there's a lot of organizations out there that are taking donations to help the people out. If you can make a donation, please help. You know,
just
I always
be
say
you're
even if
going
you,
to the right ones, because there's a lot of scammers out there too.
There are, and that's very sad. And they were even saying that people's homes were being robbed.
Yes.
You know, because they're not in them because of these fires, and people were going in there and robbing these people. It's just a sad
and they're
aspect.
They're wearing firefighter suits and yellow vests and orange vests and pretending to be responders, and they're not.
Julie, name that animal creature because we have to say goodbye.
It's a coyote.
Yeah. Congratulations.
I thought it was a wolf.
I have hundreds of them around here. Oh, wolves are completely different.
So it is a coyote. So Julie guessed right, and she's in Tennessee. She's not with me right now, so she didn't know. She just heard the sound, but she knew what it was. So if somebody wants to call up, you don't even have to come on air because we're saying bye-bye. But you could still call and talk to Mike, and Mike will tell you what you can win if you want something. 818-818-6401, but you got to do it in the next 2 minutes. 818-818-6401, and you can win a prize, compliments of Julie. From myself, John Patch.
And Jalynn Sidlow.
Kayla Kavanaugh.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Thanks for joining us. Same pet time, same pet channel every week. We appreciate it. And again, if you can reach out to these people in California and send them some help, please do. Bye for now.
Bye, everybody.
Baby, bye, bye, bye. Bye.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.